explode. They could get violent, and world watch out. And then, of course, this week, the president talks about a civil war. He tweets that a civil war could occur if he were impeached. The civil war wouldn't occur, but he is trying to inspire some very rabid people to...
What's going on, everybody? Hello, world. It's your boy, Bigotat Dude, coming back with another podcast. This is, I guess, I would consider this to be a part two of last week's podcast dealing with the impeachment. Now, what I will say, just to start off, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not going to say I half-assed the last podcast, but being perfectly honest, I did not give it as much thought as I really should have, and not defending that, but giving you the reason behind that thinking or lack of thinking in this case. Donald Trump has always been, or at least up until now, has been able to brush past just about, well, not even just about, has been able to brush past every obstacle that has, you know, been thrown in his way. In some ways, it's been because of him. In other ways, it has honestly been the Democrats who have helped, you know, to discredit shit. Like, for example, the whole Mueller report. If the Mueller report had not been the subject of the media for fucking 2.5 fucking years, when that shit hit, it would have fucking hit differently. But because they talked it up and talked it up and talked it up for no fucking reason all that fucking time, when it actually came out, it was, as the Republicans say, a nothing burger. So, you know, that's just what I was expecting this whole situation to be. I thought that by this week he would have done something else and we wouldn't be talking about it anymore. However, Nancy Pelosi actually made the move. Like, all right, we're going to really, really do it. And they are actually taking steps at the impeachment inquiry. Now, I'm actually, if it actually progresses, I'm going to do an entire podcast dedicated to the impeachment process, because I know there are those of us who do not fully understand that process and what it exactly entails. So if it does actually go there, I do plan on recording a podcast about that. I may even do a video blog about it also. But moving back into the right now, the present, what is going on is Donald Trump has basically moved to the next level, the next phase of his plan. Now, before I started doing the podcast, I was doing the videos on my YouTube channel. Go and check those out. The older videos that I did, I actually spoke about this in detail, actually. Just to give a little bit of a recap, what Donald Trump is doing is setting up for an autocratic rule. And for those of you who don't know what autocracy is, that is basically a government ruled by one person, kind of like a king or an emperor or, you know, a Donald Trump-minded kind of motherfucker. And this is where we are right now. And I've been saying this forever. I first said it when he... Actually, I mentioned it on social media before the election actually took place. And I mentioned it because he had kind of started laying the groundwork for if he didn't win, what should happen or what he thought the American people would do. And at that point, we hadn't had all of the experience with him that we do now. We now know that when he does that, what he is doing, that is his dog whistle. That is his way of letting of telling his people, his followers, his fucking cult, right? This is his way of communicating what he wants them to do in a particular situation. Now, he won the election, so there was no reason for that uprising. I also made mention of this again when he started talking about getting more, spending more than his term in office, meaning more than a 4 or 8 year term in office, more time. This is another way of him setting up that autocracy. And if he doesn't get his way, he is now starting to really lay the groundwork for the Civil War that I've been talking about was going to happen, you know, for a while now. Now, I don't believe, and this is why I opened up the podcast with that little clip from Morning Joe, because I don't believe that this guy is going to be the true catalyst, his presidency rather. I don't think his presidency is going to actually be the catalyst for a civil war. That being said, to contradict myself, realistically, it is the genesis. His presidency is the genesis of what I feel to actually be what will turn out to be a civil war of some means. Now, when I say civil war, I don't necessarily mean like, you know, how in the 1800s the country was split against itself, although that would not shock me either. But in today's world with social media and all these other things, I don't really foresee that insane amount of violence occurring. But I do see some violence occurring. I do see Donald Trump setting up his people with those AR-15s, which is why he's always sucking the fucking NRA's dick, setting these people up mentally to be ready, right? When something happens that is supposed to happen, like an impeachment, the whole process of impeachment, because people have not been educated on what impeachment is and what an impeachment what the impeachment process is, Donald Trump is able to manipulate them into thinking that this is not the way it's supposed to go. This is an actual coup. This is like they do in those like America does in all of those Latin countries and, you know, all the Middle Eastern countries. They're trying to set up a coup, and the truth is that a coup is not something that first of all, an impeachment is not a coup. An impeachment is part of our legal process. It's part of the checks and balances. It's part of what I hate to call them forefathers, but the forefathers of this nation, this is, you know, what they put into play to kind of keep everything moving along. And what Donald Trump is attempting, he's trying to circumvent all of that. Part of me is convinced that he is truly ignorant to the Constitution and to the laws and all of that. But then there's part of me that thinks he is fully aware, and he just wants to see how big a fracture he can put into the fucking system. You know, and I kind of teeter on being in between those two frames of mind. However, that being said, I do say, still say, that he is setting up for a civil war on his behalf. He wants to feel like a king, which is why I would be so opposed to it, especially any violent aspects of a civil war, because that would give his narcissistic cocksucking ass the fucking satisfaction that he is fucking craving, which is that he could have the country fighting over him. That's what he wants. This is about Donald Trump. This is not about America. This is not about making any one particular class even better. This is not like Donald Trump, only to a certain extent, gives a shit about the elites and those with money. Donald Trump's real goal, his real end game, what he really gives a shit about is Donald Trump's fame, Donald Trump's legacy, Donald Trump's fortune. And what he would love is to see his presidency do something to this country that cannot be undone, which inevitably is going to occur, because I feel that, like I said before, this whole thing is the genesis of, you know, the bullshit that is getting ready to occur. And it's in a certain way, that's actually only partially true, because there's been so much in this country from its inception that, you know, I say often that if you build something on a faulty foundation, eventually it's going to crumble. And the truth is, the country, this country, was built on one of the faultiest of foundations. We have in our Constitution that all men are created equal, yet the men who wrote those words owned other men, owned other families, like owned them. You know what I'm saying? So inherently, while the thought experiment, I still feel was a great one, and I still feel is workable, I still feel it's workable. I think that it would take a lot for it to actually work, but I do believe that it is workable. But the point is that, now, as a matter of fact, because I feel like I'm getting a little scattered and going all over the place, I'm going to reel it back in to Donald Trump and what he is trying to accomplish as far as his autocracy and violence. So, where we're at right now, what he is doing is he is priming the minds of his followers, of his cult members. He is letting them know, hey, they're going to take me out of office, and if they fucking do that, then you guys need to fucking riot. That is exactly what he is saying. That is what he wants to happen, and that is why I am so adamantly opposed to it, because that will do nothing but feed his fucking ego, right? But going back to the thought experiment of the country, realistically, the fracture that is occurring has to occur in order for us to mend things, right? In order for us to be in the situation mentally that ultimately the point is, and I need to kind of wrap this up. I've been trying to keep all of the podcast at 15 minutes. I don't believe I've been successful in doing that as yet. But what I will say is this. we can't really feed his narcissism by allowing the violence to occur that he is trying to incite. But make no mistake, he is absolutely positively making the attempt at inciting violence at his removal, which is going to happen inevitably. All right, I haven't even really gotten back into the whole point of, or the whole reason that they have for this impeachment, but as far as I can tell, he really did do some fuck shit, and it may fall under the high crimes and misdemeanors section of the law that will get him removed from office, which is, I think, his biggest fear, because then that's gonna, you know, you already know what that'll do to his legacy, which is really all he cares about. So he's trying to, you know, prime the minds of the people to, you know, riot and kind of make him be revered or whatever the case may be. But as I was saying, the forefathers of the country put in things like impeachment in place so that we could have the, so that we wouldn't have an autocracy, right? Because ultimately the reason why this country was set up in the first fucking place was because they wanted to avoid so-called autocracy. So, you know, which is why this country has failed as the thought experiment that it really is, because the people who wrote the words "all men are created equal" were not practicing that, right? And through the centuries now, things have been, you know, just so fucked up, and people have been programmed so for so long that the process of deprogramming is, you know, going to take at least the same amount of time. And that's what people don't really realize. Everybody, especially now, we live in a day and age of what is it called? Instant gratification. That's what we're into. We want instant gratification. We don't want to go to the gym. We want to fucking go and get surgery. We don't want to fucking work, we want to hit the lottery. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just want that instant gratification, and that is not going to happen. This is a process, and Donald Trump and Donald Trump's presidency is part of that process. Pardon me if you guys hear that helicopter. I'm recording this outside because it's a beautiful, beautiful day in October. Anyway, as I was saying, and I really need to wrap this up, but we are entering into a moment in history that we all need to be paying very, 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 very close attention to. We are at a point where we have elected a person to the office of president who we like to call stupid, who we like to call ignorant, but who has really figured things out on a scale that we were not even aware existed, or was aware that people would try to play on. You know what I mean? Like, he understood and understands the American psyche so fucking well that he can literally manipulate it into imploding, into going against itself. We have people in this country who are self-proclaimed patriots who will literally, and are literally, going against everything that they stood for 4 years ago, 5 years ago, you know. And I know and understand that it's viewed as a sign of weakness to do the whole comparison thing, right? But we have to, at some point, take these things into consideration. right? If Barack Obama had had this kind of conversation with the Ukrainian officials or with the Russian officials that Donald Trump has had, the country would have been in an uproar. Here's the thing. I also feel that if fucking George Bush, either one of them, had done the same fucking things, the country would have been in an uproar. The difference between the Barack Obamas and the George Bushes and the Donald Trumps is Barack Obama, the Bushes, and every other president before Donald Trump have been politicians. Whether they had aspirations for autocracy, we'll never truly know because they never acted upon them. Donald Trump, on the other hand, is acting directly on his aspirations to be the king of America. He doesn't want to be the president, or his understanding of what the president is coming from a business standpoint, where he's the president is the CEO or the owner of the company, and whatever the owner says fucking goes. So he acquired the country. That's how he's looking at it. The election was an acquisition, right? This is how Donald Trump is thinking of it. He acquired the country. He bought this shit. So now he can do with it what the fuck he wants. And just like with anybody who is put into a position of extreme power, when that power is threatened, you do everything that you can to retain that power. So it makes perfect sense for Donald Trump to do exactly what the fuck he is doing, which is telling his people, hey, if they fucking get me out of office, y'all motherfuckers need to riot. We need to do what the dude in fucking Venezuela did, and y'all need to come to Washington and barricade me into the White House, and I'm gonna run the fucking country. Fuck the Congress, fuck the fucking Senate, fuck everything else, fuck the fucking the whole judicial system, nothing else fucking matters. I'll be the fucking boss. I can take this country in the fucking right direction. I can make America great again. And God damn it, if this motherfucker's plan is not looking like it's gonna fucking come together. And it's honestly one of the scariest, most fascinating things that I've ever fucking witnessed. You know, and the reason that it's more scary than fascinating is because of what can actually occur. And, you know, I hate to use hyperbolic speech or sound like I'm over-exaggerating, but the honest-to-God truth is that this shit can get real ugly real fucking fast, because America is very fucking gullible, and Americans are very fucking gullible. And on top of being very fucking gullible, we as a country have been divided for so long and have been programmed for so long to in so many ways. Like, we're programmed to protect our masters. We're programmed, and I'm not talking about black people and as far as the slaves being protective of the masters and the master's property, but it is that same basic concept if you think about it. Like, we have people who are on welfare, who are supporting tax cuts for people who are a billion times richer than them. You understand? They are protecting the fucking owners. They're protecting the master's assets. You understand? So that's what I mean when I say that. Anyway, and shit, I'm running on to a fucking half hour, so pardon me if this has gone too long for you. I will try my best to keep things a little more concise, but like I said, I feel like I kind of I didn't give it as much justice as I should have last week. So I'm trying to cover everything and go through all of my thoughts, because these are just my thoughts. Anyway, though, we need to seriously be paying very close attention to Donald Trump and what he is saying and what he is doing. We need to pay attention to the Pompeos, which, I mean, wow. I didn't even get a chance to touch on this. Mike Pompeo was supposed to be one of the adults in the room. I remember when people talked about Pompeo, they spoke about him with this kind of reverence, because he graduated from West Point, and had this military patriot background, and that will take me on a whole nother tangent, down a whole nother rabbit hole, so I'll save that for another podcast, possibly. In wrapping this up, we really need to pay attention, to what Donald Trump is saying and what Donald Trump is doing. We need to be more proactive and stop being so reactive, right? We have to stop paying so much attention to the media as far as them talking up this whole, not talking up the whole impeachment issue, because that's a very real thing, but like the whole Hunter Biden thing. We don't need to be worrying about Hunter Biden and his $50,000 a month job. We fucking know that any and all of these motherfucking government officials, all these motherfuckers do is hook up their friends and family with fucking money and power. That's how the rich stay fucking rich. They fucking network. They're not gonna be like, okay, you know what? We got a gig that pays 50 grand a month. Let me get some random American and save his life. No, stupid motherfucker. Let's get the vice president's fucking son this $50,000 a month fucking gig. Guess what? We already knew that kind of shit was happening. That's one of the things that Donald Trump ran on, and one of the reasons why he won the whole fucking drain the swamp thing. Joe Biden was one of the fucking swamp creatures. Let us not fucking forget that. Let us not overlook that. Let us acknowledge that, and let us move the fuck on, which is one of the multiple reasons why he should not fucking get the Democratic nomination. But that in and of itself also is another podcast. You see why I need to, I have to try to figure out how to do more of these podcasts, because I have so much shit running through my fucking mind that I can't fucking fit it all into one concise podcast. Anyway, I'm going to end this now before I think of something else to talk about. As I always say, I do not want you guys necessarily to think like me, but I do want everybody to think. We have to start thinking. It is so important. We have to also start doing our research and knowing and understanding what the processes are, what the laws are. We need to start paying closer attention to our politics and our politicians. We need to, seriously speaking, I'm gonna start saying this at the end of every fucking podcast from now to election day. Pay attention to who the fuck is the senator where you live. Pay attention to who is the fucking congressman where you fucking live, or congresswoman where you fucking live, and vote them the fuck out if they are upholding this bullshit that is going on. Seriously. So, now, with that said, I'm gonna bid everybody peace. Follow me on social media. You should know the links, or the name rather. Bigger That Dude, Bigger _ That Dude, on Instagram. So I'll see you guys later. Speak to you guys later, rather. And yeah, peace.